Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, filtration and fining.
Adrian Bridge, Taylor's Port, joining you for tonight's discussion about filtration and fining. And we've covered off filtration, which we know is not needed for a vintage port with an LBV. It's fundamental, and with aged tawny, depends on the age of the aged tawny. But with an LBV and an aged tawny, we will in fact do a fining. Now, all wines will go through a process of fining, and it sounds sort of terribly technical, but the idea is very simple, and that is that any wine, being a natural product, will be slightly cloudy, and the way you want to consume it in the glass will be nice and clear and bright. And so in order to achieve that, what we do is we add a protein to it, a small amount of protein that actually settles out that cloudiness and makes sure that the wine is lovely and bright, and so that it is as visually appealing to be consumed as it is as enjoyable to taste. And that's the key purpose of fining. So it's a simple step that takes place, but it is one that makes sure that it looks as good as it tastes.